You know, the Rav used to say in the name of his mishpacha that hashkafa agadita is also halacha. It's the halacha of how a Jew is supposed to think. And in this particular topic here, it certainly applies. But the nature of the topic itself forces us to be involved or immersed in the combination of these two worlds. The topic is Darchei Noyam. The pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel, a very, very famous pasuk, Drachei Darchei Noyam v'chol nesivos se'o sholem. So, the first thing that we have to mention is that Drachei Darchei Noyam was used as a principle in halacha. It's not simply a description of the Torah as a philosophical yesod, as a philosophical principle, that the Torah is a pleasant thing, its ways are ways of pleasantness. I want just to mention that the Maharal Miprag in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, in that area, he goes on a campaign, as only the Maharal knows how to do, and repeat over and over again, that Torah is not supposed to be perceived as something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to make us happy. The Rav, no one ever knew if he made up this word or it really exists in the dictionary, but the Rav used to say that Yiddishkeit, Judaism, is not eudaimonic. Eu meaning good in Greek, and daimon means the spirit. And it's not supposed to make you feel good. The tachlis and the measuring stick of Yiddishkeit is not how you feel, that it makes you happy. It says tachas Hashem uvadatas Hashem l'kecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. So the answer is you have to be b'simcha v'tuv leivav because you're already keeping the Torah, you have the Torah, you are related to the Ribbono Shel'olam. But that does not mean that is the tachlis. The tachlis, the simcha is evidence of an understanding and appreciation of who you are in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in relationship to the Torah. For example, a person can be mekabel the Oil HaTorah b'simcha and ba'ava, and he can be mekabel the Oil HaTorah and feel that it's a tremendous burden. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein used to say over and over that the people who kept Shabbos, many of them under the most distressing and difficult circumstances in the turn of the century America, nevertheless, many of their children, in spite of all that Mesiras Nefesh, did not end up keeping Shabbos. So he asked why. And his answer was that when they would come home after being fired or after not having enough money to pay for the heating bill and they were in the freezing cold, he would come home and give a big groan, a krechts, and say, "Ois is shveretz zayin ayid. It's hard to be a Jew." And that's what the kids picked up. I always point out there are two kinds of rabbonim, and there are two kinds of children of rabbonim. There's one kind of Rav who feels that it's the most glorious thing that he could possibly be doing with his life. And there's another kind of Rav that feels that Nebuchadnezzar Ribbono Shel Olam gives him this yainus. The person who has that second approach towards the Rabbonus, it's very unlikely that the children won't have anything to do with it. The other kind of Rav, you'll most often find that the children are also Rabbonim. This is a pashta thing. How you approach the very same thing makes a tremendous difference. Also, I just want to point out that as the Rambam says, in Hilchos Megillah, when he speaks about the halacha of being marbe matanos l'avyonim, if he has a choice, so he says there she'ein sham simcha mufo'ara, but to be mesameach avyonim and umlolim and almanis and all those nitzrochim that need a person's help. So when we speak about that kind of simcha, we're not speaking about a simcha that the Torah is giving you mitzvahs so that you should be happy in the secular sense. It's a different concept of simcha entirely. So the Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bo l'fano b'rnona is a different concept entirely. So the Rav used to say that Judaism is not eudaimonic. The Maharal says it again and again. The Ribbono Shel Olam says the Maharal created a system. And whenever you plug into that system and you do what that system requires, ultimately it is good because it fulfills the requirements of the system. It's almost like he defines it by itself. You know, the measure of whether it's right or wrong, whether you're it's good for you or it's not good for you, is outside of yourself. You know, if you belong and you connect to the total picture, So then, as part of that total picture, it is l'toiv l'cha. That's why all these psukim that speak about l'toiv l'onu kol hayomim l'cha yosenu kayom hazeh, which is the answer to the Bein HaChochem, right? Mo'edus achukim mishpatim, so the pasuk says, Vayitzenu Hashem Mitzrayim, etc. Right? So that l'toiv lanu is not the concept of toiv as the world or the street understands it at all. It is, of course, l'toiv lanu. So when we speak about docher adachinoyim, that question comes up over and over again. The simplest example. If the Torah is such a docher adachinoyim, why isn't there always a way of easing the plight of the agunos by simply being mevakel the kiddushin lemafreya? You know, why isn't there a built-in, you have a tzara, you have a crisis, we resolve the crisis, no problem. We just oiker the kiddushin lemafreya. And obviously you can't do that, and people who attempt to make such a, you know, simplistic structure are always renegades, and they are not following the prescriptions of the Torah. What happened to Rochel Darchinoya? I'll give you a most obvious example. The pasuk says, "Ra'isi es dimas ha ashukim ve'ein lohem menachem." Pasuk in Kehelis. Who are the ashukim? Who are those who are robbed? They're robbed of their yichus. Those are the mamzerim. Ve'ein lohem menachem. Well, why don't we say a mamzer is a mamzer for 3 weeks or for 3 years? And after that, he's no longer a mamzer, or something like that. Why isn't there a halacha to change a mamzer status based on his erlichkeit, his shmiras hamitzvahs, or whatever? The answer is it cannot be. Why can it not be? Because that's the way the Torah created its structure. And an illicit marriage, an illicit relationship, I should really say, because it's not a marriage, Eishasish, Mezana. So then that's the consequence of being Mezana. The consequence of being Mezana is that they're going to produce Mamzer. And the Mamzer is a Mamzer for the rest of his life, and there's nothing you can do about it. A Mamzer cannot remove himself from his Mamzerus any much any differently than a Kohen can make himself no longer a Kohen, and even less so, because a Kohen can always be Mechalal himself, but in the case of a Mamzer, there's nothing he can do. What happened to Rochel Darchinoyam? So the first question we have to ask is, where is Darchinoyam used in a halachic context? And then we'll take it from there. So the first and maybe foremost instance is the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara discusses the question of the pasuk Uvein Ein Lo. A Yevama only is in the parish of Yibum if she is childless. If she had a child with the husband that died, then obviously not only is there no parish of Yibum, but actually the brother is usur to live with her and to marry her. So what is the taitch of Uvein Ein Lo? What happens if there's a child and he dies after the father died? So for a few moments there was a child, but right now it's Uvein Ein Lo. And the inyan of Yokum Hashem Ochiv Hameis, L'chorah still applies. Or no, once she had a child, that's it. So the Gemara is interested in understanding how we interpret a Bein Ein Lo. So the Gemara Daf Peizayin Omid Beis, V'loi Nasa Mesim Kachayim, Rashi says that she should be Chayzer L'Zika Im Yomus B'na La'achazman. We don't do that because the Torah says Drachea Darchinoyim. That's what it says in the Gemara. Because the Torah says Drachea Darchinoyim, Rashi is Masbir. I'll read you the Lashon of Rashi. Vezu Shehoyola Bein, Velo Nizkako LeYavam. Since at the time that he died, she did not have the Yibum Parsha on her head. Venises Lashuk. So she got married to somebody else. Umeis Bina. And if he had not been born, would have made her a Yavama. Now he died. Im Taimar Tachloitz. Now, of course, she can't be Miyabin because she's an Eishes Ish. But she can do Chalitza. So the Shail of the Gemara is Lagabi Chalitza. She's married to someone else already, but maybe still, since now it's from now on Ubein Ein Lo, so the Parsha of Yibum resurrects itself, as far as chalitza is concerned, so maybe she should be chaylitz. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, no, docher dachinoyim. Im toimar tachloitz, harehi mizgano al ba'ala. Hilkoch al korchuch bein ein loy bishas misa ka'omar v'harei yesh loy. So I want to point out that this is a crystal clear interpretation of how you use docher dachinoyim. Not just that you do use it, but also how you use it. The Gemara is clearing a chakira of how to teach the pasuk, because ubein ein lo could mean ever, or it could mean at any time. So the question is, when you have a bein as long as he's alive, the parasha of Yibum is suspended, or no, once there was a bein at any moment after the ptira of the husband, so the parasha of Yibum is gone. It is evaporated. So the shaila is, which way do we go? So when the question is, which way do we go? Really the question is, how do we touch the pasuk? So the use of Dochar Dachinoyam is not superimposed on the pasuk. It's when you have two directions to go. And which path do you travel? So you use the yesod of Dochar Dachinoyam to assume that the pshat of the pasuk is the one that leads to a greater measure of Dachinoyam. So therefore, it's not that normally the halacha would have been, if the son dies now, she should be miyabin. And that's the pshat of the pasuk. But docher dachinoyim comes and contravenes it. It's not like that. Docher dachinoyim is not contravening anything. It is interpreted. It is a device. And in a certain sense, what it really is a midah sha'atayr nidreshes by. That's what it is. In the same way that you have kal v'chomer, it's a logical concept. Hekesh has a logical concept perhaps also. And so on, Gzei Rishova. Here you have a Darchei Noyam Yisai. If you have a shaila of how to teach up the Pasuk, you teach it up with the tool, the Midah, Shatayr and Nidresh is called Drachea Darchei Noyam. There are other examples of it, maybe more familiar to you, from Masechah Sukkah, in two places. One of them, Lagabe Lulav, and the other one, Lagabe Hadasim. Both of which are essentially the same idea. The shaila is, what is a Lulav? The shaila is, what is a Hadas? And the reason that we have this shaila to begin with is because we want to interpret how do we know from that pasuk, we want to interpret our lulav that we have today and our hadas. How did we get there? Maybe the Torah, when it says kapos tamarim, is talking about another tamar, it is for sure, but another part of the tamar, or another stage of the tamar's development. How do we know that it's the lulav that we know about today? How do we know by a hadas that it's the hadas? There it says only anaf eitz avos. So the question of what eitz avos is discussed in the Gemara. And the Gemara comes to a conclusion that it will exclude certain minim for different reasons. Because it doesn't fulfill the requirements of anaf eitz avos. But there's one min that the Gemara excludes simply because it will cut your hands when you hold it. Imagine a rose bush. So you have this beautiful rose, but it's the stem is full of thorns. And if somebody hands it to you and you grab it, you're going to cut your hand. You're going to rip your hand. So that is not Darchei Noam. So a hadas that is like that kind of a rose, that or any plant that would fulfill all the other requirements of Anaf Eitz Avos, but it also rips your hand when you hold it, cannot be the min that the Torah is talking about. So here again we have a shaila. What is the definition? There's a suffix in how to understand the pasuk, and Drachei Noam, in a very different way, is invoked in this pasuk to explain the pasuk rather than to contravene the pasuk. It's not that the Torah picked something that is a thorn bush, and you say no, we won't use a thorn bush because Drachei Noam. So the Gemara says like this: Amale Ravina l'Ravashi, Mimai Dahai Kapos Tmarim, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph in Sukkah, Mimai Dahai Kapos Tmarim Dululavahu, Eima Charusa, Beina Kofus Veleka, Eima Ufsa Kofus Michlal Dikapirud, Vahai Kofus Vaimid Loilam, etc. The different stages of the development of the Dekel, different parts of the Dekel. So the Gemara rejects all of them because of the technical requirements of Kapos Tmarim. But then the Gemara says Ve'Eima Kufra. So Rashi says, "Ve'ima kufra, haynu nami eitz ke'ein charusa ela adayin ben shono shtayim velonis ave eitzo." In other words, it seems to still be fulfilling the requirements of kapos tamarim. But still, at that stage, or that part of the palm tree, it's going to rip your hand when you hold it. So the Gemara says, ve'elu asuyim kekoitzim, ve'yoitzim bohem uktsin harbe, u'misartin es hayodai. So that's what Rashi says, and the same thing the Meiri, b'pnei shu moli koitzin u'misartin es hayodayim uksiv drocheha darcheinoyam. Another example of this is legabe the hadas, which is on the next amud lamed beis amud beis in Sukkah, hadas ve'emozesa. How do you know that it's the hadas? Maybe it's the zayis be'inon avos v'leka ve'emaduba be'inon enough of chayfin etzayse v'leka. Again, technicalities, because it says anaf eitz avos. What about hirduf? Ve'ema hirduf. Whatever hirduf is, Rashi says, "Kamin kaliyah asuyin olav." The leaves are made like they're woven around. It satisfies the requirement. In other words, it's a different min, but it satisfies the requirement of anaf eitz avos. So maybe that's what it means. The other two, you reject it because it doesn't fit the pasuk. This fits the requirements of the pasuk. Whatever those requirements are, it fits the pasuk. So Amar Abaye, here's very interesting. There's a machloikas Abaye in Rava. Amar Abaye, drachei adarchei noyam v'leka. Rava Amar, mehocha, ha-emes v'hasholoi mehov. Very famous pasuk in Zechariah, the pasuk that speaks about Tzomer Vi, Tzomer Chamishin, Tzomer Asiri, etc. Iyu l'sasun l'simcha, right? At the end of the pasuk, it says, v'ha-emes v'hasholoi mehov. Maybe providing that you love emes and shalom, then I will be mahapich these days of tsar and of golus and of churban into days of great joy. So Rashi says, hirduf kamin kliya asuyin olav, v'darchei noyam v'hai mivriz boriz es hayadayim kekoitzin shiroshe olav asuyin chadin kemachat. They come to a very sharp point, and when you hold it, it can prick you, it can hurt you. Ha emes v'hashalom ahavu, v'ze einoi loy emes v'loy shalom shehu osui l'sam hamoves. So Rashi explains that the machloikas is not about the same point, but one derives it from Darchei Noyam, and the other one derives it from Emes v'Hashalom, that Emes has to be compatible to Shalom. So therefore, an Emes that doesn't breed Shalom maybe is not the min that we're talking about. No. The reason that he quotes another pasuk is because this hirduf has another problem. When a human being holds it in his hand, when he's doing the mitzvah, he cuts his hand. But it also used as a sam for behemoth. It poisons the behemoth. So something that is a poison, it's not appropriate to use it as a dvar mitzvah. Very interesting. Tosfos says, first he quotes Rashi, Mivrei Zaydan Kekoitzim, and Emes Hashalom Ovu, because it's Asuyin L'Sam HaMoves, V'Alchinom Huskak Loimer Tam B'Fnei Atzmai. He says, Alchinom Huskak Loimer Tam B'Fnei Atzmai. Just because Rava brings the pasuk of Emes V'Hashalom Ovu does not mean necessarily that he's aiming at a different problem in this hirduf than the one that Abaye identifies, which is that it's Mesari Tetzayodai. Alchina muskak loy matam b'fnei atzmai. Akol kra, the kol chad shayach atarvayu. So the machloikas Rashi and Tosfos could be in one of two things. Either that Rashi holds that Emes v'Hashalom Mehovu does not say the same thing as Drachei Adarchei Noyam, and we would not derive, if all we had was the pasuk Emes v'Hashalom Mehovu, that if it pricks your fingers while you're holding it in the mitzvah of Kiyum and the Tilas Lulav, it should not be identified as that min. Or that simply Rashi holds that if he's bringing a different pasuk, the pasuk could refer to this problem, but it just as well refers to another problem. But so the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is not clear because Rashi is not responding to Tosfos. But one thing is very clear, that Tosfos feels that Rashi needed another reason because he brings a different pasuk, and he says it's not necessary because both of those pasukim equally make this point. Of course, you know the Gemara Maseches Yevamos does not bring a emes v'hashalom ahavu, nor is there a machlokes between Abaye and Rava over there. So the question would be, why not? So if it's like Rashi, and that emes v'hashalom ahavu is only because it's sam hamoves, then it makes sense. On the other hand, why does Rava need that reason if lemaisa it pricks your hand? So once we know and it seems to be universally accepted from the Gemara in the previous Amud, that Rachel Darchei Noam suffices wherever it's going to prick your hand when you pick it up, Netilas Lulav. So then, why not simply stay there? So you could say in a Chanami, as I said before, Rava could be Maskim Tabaye, but he's saying that don't forget that there's another problem, so that even if it wouldn't prick your hand, it would be a problem. Namely, a problem for Emes Vashalom Avu, because it's Sam HaMavis. Okay. In Tosfos, happens to be in Gemara Pesachim, maybe you've learned that Tosfos, Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph. So the Eima Hirduf. So Tosfos says, in Lulav HaGozel, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about Morah. The Gemara there, Daf Lamed Tes, is the Minim of Morah. So there's different Minim of Morah, and the question is, what can you include and what can you not? So Tosfos says, V'perik Lulav HaGozel, Parich Gabi Hadots Ve'Eima Hirduf. Hirduf for a different reason, to pick it up in the Tilas Lulav. Here we're talking about using it as a min mara to eat it. So this Tosfos is very not like the Tosfos in Sukkah, and also sounds not like Rashi in Sukkah. Because Rashi says, because it scratches you, and Rashi seems to imply that it's not Darchei Noam because it's Sam HaMavis. Okay. So he says that Hirduf is taken not good either here in Pesachim, and since it's Sam HaMavis L'Behema, and therefore we would not allow it because of Jochel Darchei Noyam or because of Emes HaShalom V'Havu, El of the Mishani Shapir Tfei. Okay. In all of this, as I told you before, none of the examples that we have in the Gemara anywhere are examples of using this principle to override anything in Halacha. It's always used in terms of identifying the Pshat Naposuk or the min that we are dealing with is a suffix what the min is. Yeah. The Sfasemis in Pesachim says an interesting thing. Now, first of all, you have to understand, in Morer, you know, there's a Kotzker story that kind of leaves you thinking, what's the import of this story? I always felt that I had an understanding of the story in my Mishpacha, my Rebbetzin's Zayde, Zichrono Levracha, L'chayo Elam Abba, was from a cheder that ultimately anchors itself in Kotsk. And he told a story that the Sochatrover, the Avnei Nezer, the Eglei Tal, who was the son-in-law of the Kotsker, was sitting with others around the table the night of the Seder. And the Kotsker had just finished making Alachilas Matzah, and they were up to Alachilas Morer, and the Kotsker went into some reverie, some dreamlike state, and he was thinking, who knows what, in the Olam Asal Yainim, and the time was going by, it's getting closer to Chatzais, never mind Avnei Nezer's Chakiris, but Lamaisa, it's getting closer to Chatzais, and what's going to be? So you can't just tap on the table or give the Kotzker a poke. There's no such thing. You know, you have to understand the picture. So what do you do? So the Sochatrover gave out a yell, Morer bizman hazeh d'oraisa. The ears of the Kotzker picked up this against the halacha. So he says, what? Morer bizman hazeh d'oraisa? Morer bizman hazeh d'rabanan. So the Sochatrover said, but the Rabbanan aren't giving Morer. So the story ends that he took a clump of Morer that was in front of him and he threw it at them. And he said, okay, Morer Fresser. You know what a Fresser is in Yiddish? It's a glutton. Somebody who just eats and eats. Here, Morer Fresser, have your Morer. That's the end of the story. So I was thinking, what's the pshat in that story? So I was thinking that basically, Morer is the al shum mava yemorer es chayayim, and the minim taich up the morer. It means that when v'chol dovador chayav odom liris es atzmai kilu yotza ata mishivat mitzrayim. So it's not enough to emphasize and symbolize the geula, because there's no way of understanding geula without understanding golus. There's no way of understanding the Yetzias Mitzrayim without understanding the bitterness that they were coming from. Right? V'gam shamati esnah kosam. So therefore, when you eat maror, you are entering into a very bad place. A place of suffering and tragedy, of throwing the kalabena yilot hayorat tashlichu, of putting the children into the walls and cementing them into the pyramids. I mean, it's a horrible, of Yidden disintegrating into the memtes shari tuma, which is a horror of, in its own right. So if who would want that? Even if it is a mitzvah, but who would want it? So what you're asking for that, it's a siman that for you it's just a pro forma thing. It's a superficial thing. It's a mitzvah. But you don't have the vayimoras chayim that has to go with mora in the b'chol dover dor chayav adam liris hasatzmo. So then you're just mora fresser. That's all you are. See, Kotzk had that sense that, you know, the most profound meaning is the only meaning, if you understand what I mean. You know, you have to be real. You have to be absolutely honest in the real sense, in the sense of reality. So therefore, he felt that anybody that asks for mara, you just can't ask for mara. You know, so the time goes by, and halacha is halacha, etc., etc. But that's what he was telling them. That's what I think. I once suggested that to my Zayda, and he just, you know, basically looked at me, and life goes on, you know. But, you know, sometimes the glory of a story is that you don't explain it, you know. 90% of Chumash is like that, if you think about it for a minute. So, the Sfasemis, anyhow, what I'm trying to tell you is that the simplest explanation of why we don't ask, right, that it's Sama Moves. See, Darchei Noam and Sama Moves are two separate things. So, he says, Hochinami Avimotz Lishnu Yehochi. So why don't we say the same pshat of Darchei Noam or Sama Moves by Morer? So the Teretz is because Morer doesn't have to be Darchei Noam, because Morer isn't Darchei Noam. So in other words, when a min is supposed to represent something negative to begin with, Me'echet Teisa, that you have to seek out the Darchei Noam Shabo, even when you're interpreting which min it is. Because Morer may not require Darchei Noam in the very essence of what it's all about. So the Sfasemis says as follows. He says it a little bit different. V'nirali d'shani ocha d'ika harbe minei Morer toivim. Afagav d'ika nami min Morer echotru sam. Lekolameima mishum d'hu loikeach zehamin d'loi mikri Darchei Noam. Me'achad atoru kosfa stam eze sheyirtze u'b'yoda lot likach min atoiv. So Sfasemis says an interesting idea. He says, when you have to seek out the one and only identification of a min and say, this is it, like the case of Hadas or Lulav, that it can't be this kind of tmarim, or it can't be this kind of rosebush, thorny type of thing, then you have to identify it, period, you say, Drachah Darchei Noam. But when the Torah gives you alternatives, and you have the absolute choice of which one you should pick, then Mehecha Teisa, that it's a chesaron of the Torah, Darchei Noam. Even if one of those minim is not representing the most noble things, because it's used as a sam, etc. So that's what he says. Mashen kein bahados tziv anaf, right? The mashma min proti anaf eitz ovois. There's only one kind of anaf. Amin and diim kavanas hakosuf hu alahirduf ein ze darchei noah. That's what he says. Okay. The Marsha, interestingly enough, in Sukkah, says that from the fact that the Herdufni was kosher lemorer, they could have been doicha pirish Rashi, that he says the Herdufni is sama moves, that it's not emes and sholem. So the point that I made before is lav dafka. How does Rashi reconcile it? The Teretz is because Rashi learns that Herdufni in Moror is not a problem, that it's not Darchei Noam, because faket, it's not supposed to be so pleasant. So maybe it doesn't have to have those kind of identifications that Darchei Noam implies. The Aruch Laner says here as follows. He says, what I suggested. V'laniyas daiti yeshloma gamzel l'shitas Rashi. T'lo shayich l'mayit mashu l'sama mobis t'behema me'o emes v'asholim ha'ovu, elo hocha, bahados. The dalit minim heim l'smayach b'hem l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedachsiv l'kachtem u'smachtem. V'ein simcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ma she'oimid l'puranus. Avo moro sh'necha l'zeicha puranus, d'vayim moro es chayayim. V'ze ein k'pedo sh'nekayim zeicha ze b'ma she'mezuman l'puranus d'behema. So that's what he says. He says that the reason that we are not preoccupied with a Darchei Noam or Emes Rashon Mehovu idea in the case of Morer is because Morer, in its very essence and its symbolism, is directed in that way anyhow. So what's so terrible if the Min kind of like improves on your understanding of Ayamorah's Chayayim by being also for Sa'asam for a Behema? But in any case, this Vasemis in Sukkah, Daflamid Beis Omid Beis, makes this general point that I made all along until now. He writes like this. He says, Nira Mihosam, he's talking about Mora, the Otto Aminon Hocha, the Kol Midi, the Enoi Emes Vesholim Posel and Mitzvah. He says that if you find something that's not Emes Vesholim, then, you know, you can't use it. He says that's not the case. Rak Hocha, the HaTorah Kivno Lemin Echad, Umisupokin Mahi, we don't know what that identity is. Ihadus Ihirduf, Alze Aminon de Emes Vesholim Mahavu, Ubavadai HaKavona, he means the Kavona of the Torah, Al Hahadus. So he's saying, Bemeroy Mikatuva, etc., Daima to what he said himself, but here he's saying it this way, that when you have a suffix which min the Torah is talking about, before, in Pesachim, he says a different Torah. Here he says a different Torah. In Pesachim, the Torah that he says is that when you have many different minim, you can't say it's a contradiction to Emes Rashon Mahavu or Docher Darchei Noam, because Hashem gives you ways of pleasantness within the same Mora. So pick something that doesn't have the identity of Sama Behema. I, you want Bedavka, that does not change. That doesn't matter. Here he's saying a different Torah. Here he's saying that the identification of the min, when you have one min, and you don't know what that min is, so then you invoke the principle to interpret what the Torah is talking about. That's a different thing entirely. See, by Mor, you can't say that that's what the Torah is talking about, because the Torah is talking about bitterness, but we already identified five different minim. That's the point. So, that's where we're up to right now. So the question is there anywhere, maybe subsequent to the Gemara, where Darkei Noam is used as a principle in Psak Halacha, as opposed to identifying a min, or determining as a Midash HaTorah Nidreshes by, but rather as a device to direct a Pesach in which direction to go. Now again, a Pesach can't say there's a Beferish Halacha that a Mamzer is a Mamzer, and all the consequences of that, and he'll say, no, Mamzerim can get married, Bisman HaZeh, because society doesn't care about these things that much anymore, and it's too much of a trauma for them to be able to handle. And the Torah is Rochel Darchei Noyam, so obviously that's not possible. So is there any place where it is possible? In other words, is there any point where you could say, because of Darchei Noyam, I have decided in this direction? I wanted to show you several examples of many where that might apply. And one of them, of course, is very, very famous. The Noida Behuda and his approach to the Savas of Yehuda HaChassid. But before we get to that, we have a very interesting tshuva in the Radvaz. It's a pretty famous tshuva. The Radvaz was asked the following question. Somebody says the following. The Shiltein, the guy, tells a Yid, on Nebuch, he grabs a Yid, he imprisons him, and he says as follows. I'm going to kill your brother, or I'm going to kill some Jew, but you could save him. And you understand, this is not the case of Yorig Al-Yavim, because he's not telling the Jew to kill his brother. He's going to kill the brother. The Goy will kill the brother unless the Yid, who's in front of him, imprisoned, allows the Goy to cut off his arm. If you will let me cut off your arm, I will let your brother live. But if you refuse, then I will kill your brother. It's an extremely gruesome and frightening tshuva, because we have this thought that maybe these things could happen. So he writes as follows. The Shoel says, Yesh Oimrim Shechayiv Lohaniach Lekatzitz Ha'Ever Hayul Ve'Einoy Meis. Because it's not Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, he's not going to die. V'Haraya Me'Arminim Ba'Vaydazorah Chosh Ve'Einov Mutu Lekoich LeBeShabbos M'Farish Taima V'Chulu V'Chulu. We're not going to go into that right now. So he wants to know, he wants to know Ma Shabbos Chamura She'ein Ever Echad Doicha Isa He Nitches Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh Ever Echad She Nitche Mipnei HaShabbos Ein Odin She Tidoche Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. So he wants to know if he could be Simach on this argument and say that he must give up his own. To save that person's life, he must give up his own. So the Radvaz says in his Maskona, then I'll give you the earlier parts of the Radvaz, that Avada Givis, he's not Mechuyev to do so. If he does so, he's a very big Baal Madrega. But providing that he can guarantee absolutely that this is not Pikuach Nefesh, and he says that there are cases much, much less damaging to the body where people bled to death, and therefore, if anyone is not totally secure and he does it anyhow, then he's not a chassid, he's a chassid shaitan. So this is what he argues, and he has a whole bunch of arguments. Vesu. Tshuva. Zumidus chassidus. Abo ledin yesh tshuva malus hakonus eva de shabbos shekein oynes de osi mishmaya. When we speak about sakonas eva, it means he fell off a ladder or something happened min hashamayim. He got sick. But it's only a sakonas eva, so it's not doicha shabbos. There's a lot to talk about that, but that's not for us at all. But that a person should deliberately opt for the oinus to save his friend, that he says we never heard. There's no halacha like that. Vesu, Dilma al yedei chaticha sever, afal pi she'ein aneshom etluya boi shema yetzei mimenu dam harbe v'yomus, umay chozes de dam chavei roi sumak tvei, Dilma dam bedidei sumak tvei. V'ani ro'isi echot shemeis al yedei shesortu es oznoi sritois dakois, lohitzi mimenu dam, they did some sort of a hakoza to take blood out of his ear, and because of that he bled to death. V'harei ein lucha eva ba'odam kalka oizen, v'koshkenim yachtichu oizai. Vesu, the Ma'al is Shabbos Shekein Huve Eivor of Chayovin Lishmer Tzah Shabbos Ve'ilav Do Amar Krov Chay Bohem V'loi Sheyom Esbem Hav Amin Afil Al Chali Sheyesh Bo Sakonei Mechal Nesha Shabbos Toima Bechaveru She'eino Mechuyiv Limsa Atzmai Al Atzalosai Af Agav Dechayiv Latzili B'mamoinoi Av Aloi B'sakona Seivorov. Again, because it's a Miyema D'doma V'su De'ein Oinshin B'din Kavachoyme. You made a Kavachoyme. Ein Lecha Oinish Godel Mizeh. It's an interesting point. What Einish are we talking about? He's bringing it upon himself. Ein Lecha Einish Godel Mizeh Shata Einish Yach Tochech Me'ivarav Midin Kal V'chayme V'ashtu Ma Malkis Ein Einish Min Adin Kol Shkein Kal V'chayme V'chatich HaSeib. Very interesting. That's also something that needs to be discussed. V'su Da Teira Amra Petza Tachas Potza Kviya Tachas Kviya Filochi Choshishu Shema Al Yidai HaKviya Yomutz V'Teira Amra Ayin Tachas Ayin V'loi Nefesh Tachas Ayin Finally, Vesu Dichsiv Dracheha Darche Noyam Vitzarich Shemishbite Toyrasenu Yiyu Maskimim El Hasechel Vahasvara. It's a very powerful statement, but it's the fifth of a whole slew of arguments. Ve'eich yale al da'atenu she'yaniach odom l'sameyes eino yolach b'kas yodo yoragloi k'dei shelo yomisu es chaveroi. Hilkoch eini royetam l'dinze elamidas chasidus v'ashrei chelkoi mish yuchol l'amid b'zeh v'im yesh sof sofek sakonis nefoshes harei ze chosid shoyte d'sveiko di dei odif mivadai d'chavrei. You know, there's one other point, Grada, in all of this that he didn't mention, and that is that he doesn't know for a fact that even after the Chaticha Sa'ever, he's not going to kill his brother. Because go trust the guy. In the case of Yehoreg Valyaver, it's always, you kill him. So he knows that he's killing him. And he knows that if he doesn't kill him, well, if he lets him go, that's fine. But if he doesn't kill him, he'll kill him. That's what he's saying. So, and he's in front of him, and he's ready to kill him. So I'm not sure that maybe the case was like that. They were both in front of him, maybe. And he was saying, you know, I'm pointing a gun at your brother. If you let me cut off your hand, I'll spare him. But you really still don't know that he was going to be spared after the Chatichah Sefer. But he doesn't mention that. He mentions enough things. At the end, he says that it's a chassid shreita if you have a suffix, but otherwise it's a midas chassidus. In the last of the points that he makes, which is quoted by a number of current paiskim, Drachea darcheinoyam betzorich shemishpete toiraseinu yiyu maskimim alaseichel vahasvara. Is this a narrow remark, or is this a universal remark? And how far can we take such an idea? And what do we do with it? Let's translate it lemaisa. What is it? So I was thinking that it's a narrow remark, and even though he speaks in universal terms, but it's really a narrow remark. What he's saying is as follows: there's a shaila here that you want to make a kal v'chomer out of it. Again, it's not something. And you want to decide l'chumra that he has to give up his eiver, right? You remember in Hachovel there's a whole shaila of how you do a shuma. Oim dem kama adam reitzer for that tsar. And the question is, nobody, I mean, you see an example of extraordinary and excruciating pain and suffering. And you know that when you have a toothache, you know, you go crazy. If somebody says, I'll give you $1,000, you should undergo that suffering. So there's a very strong hesitation before you take the money. No, there's a very strong hesitation, and most likely you won't do it. $10,000? Already you're beginning to have sphakis. $1,000,000? Maybe it's kedai. But certainly not the amount of money of Omdim Kama Adam Ritzalitin that the Gemara is talking about. It's the same thing over here. The statistical likelihood of anybody normal being able to do something like that without being superheroic is zero. You don't want to spend the rest of your life without your arm. So you save another person's life, that's an extraordinary measure of godless hardom. So he's saying that Drachera Darchei Noam does not require it of you. It's very interesting use of Drachera Darchei Noam, though. Why? Because in the end, some Jew is dead because of that Darchei Noam. No, it's an interesting thing. So the Teretz is, I can't be expected that because Drachera Darchei Noam. So he's using Darchei Noam as a kind of a kula in what the Torah can demand of me, where there's a suffix, whether it's so or not. So as the fifth, or whatever it is, of his arguments, he invokes this idea that the Eichyal al Datenu, Sheyoniach Odom Lisame Es Eino Lachtukas Yoda Ragloi, Kadei Shalo Yomisu Es Chaver. What do you mean, Eichyal al Datenu? If that's what the Torah requires, that's what the Torah requires. So apparently, he's saying that it can't be what the Torah requires because it's not going to happen. So it's like an interesting. It's a very interesting point. And what you do with it, how you eat it, is really not very clear. It's not clear, but I think it's a very narrow argument. It's an argument only in cases where the person is being asked something that he can't do. I would have used, instead of Docher Darchei Noam, a different expression that Chazal use and Rishonim and Achronim use. Lo nitna Torah lemalachei hasharis. But I think that in the end is what he's saying, more or less. He's saying, Drachera Darchei Noam says that the Torah is given, in a certain sense, to real people, to average people. It has to be something that you don't have to climb mountains to achieve the level of Mesiras Nefesh. So even though the Torah will require you, Yoharg Val Yavar, so why don't you say Ve'ichyal al Datenu? The answer is, and like he himself said, if it wouldn't have said V'chai Bohem or Chaleo Shabbos Achas Kadei Shadishra Shabbos Asarbe, then even for Shabbos you should give up your life. So imagine a person sick and dying, and the only way that he can save him is if he cooks up some medicine, and the Torah says it's Shabbos, he can't cook up medicine, that person's going to die. So why doesn't he say Ve'ichyal al Datenu, that the Torah says Rechel Darchei Noam, who's going to be able to withstand such a thing? If Adigivis, they're going to cook on Shabbos and save the person's life. So I'm not sure how far we would have liked that he should stop talking about this situation and get involved in a discussion of what he means by Drachera Darchei Noam. But he didn't. I'll give you another example. The Noida Bihuda that I was talking about. So the Noida Bihuda was asked a question. There's a shidduch, and his sister-in-law with a ben Taira and a yachsin, but they changed his name when he was sick, and the name that he was changed to happens now to be the exact name of his future father-in-law. So he writes, Ahuvi Talmidi Lulei Avoscha Ein Darki Lohoshe Bin Yonim Eka Elu Dvarim She'ein Lohem Shoirish B'Talmud U'B'Paiskin. Something that the Noid of Yehuda makes a point of a number of times in his Tshuvas. But Goydel Avoscha Itziani Chutz L'Gidri, and I'm going to talk about it. So he says, Da Talmidi Achove V'yu Dvarim Alolu Chakukim Aluach Libecho L'Zichroin HaKlal HaGodol She'ein L'Kol Chachomim She'acha HaTalmud Rishus Loimar Dover Neged HaTalmud. He's not writing off Rabbi Yehuda Chosid yet. Don't worry. We have to be memashkein our nefesh. We have to put our souls in hak. In other words, we have to go to the extreme of our abilities. Let taritz dvarav, shaloi diber rak lishah, oile mishpacha pratis, v'divrei ha-talmud heim al haklal. V'kayotze b'zeh anu moitzim l'rabbeinu Yehuda echotze b'tzavo shaloi, dvarim shekimat osu lonu l'shoimam. No, the Yehuda talking. Oh, you know what the Kotzka, I believe, is saying the name of the Kotzka. Halavai people should heed to the Aseres Hadibris the way they listen to the Tzavots of Yehuda. True it is. But anyhow, but he writes, the Kayote Bezeh, Anu Maitzim L'Ravenu Yuduchos B'Tzavot Dvorim, Shekimat Osu L'Shoimam, Ki Hu Oimer, Shlo Yiso Basachoso. Not allowed to marry the daughter of his sister, his niece, from his sister, B'Gemara Amru, Shu mitzvah, as Hashem yechapa basachozim, like matik nazman begitten, etc. Who I mishal yisa avu benoy shtei achoyos, v'rav papa benoy nasu shtei banos shal abasura. Who I mishal yisu beis achim shtei achoyos, v'begemara shmeinim zug achim kahanim, nasu shmeinim zug achoyos kahanos. U'trei ban tederav chizda av nesiv l'rami u'mauk for barchami, v'kayotze bazeh b'tzavoahi. By the way, parenthetically, in the footnote, it mentions here that, you know, this is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that Rav Yitzchok came back and said a whole Torah about Eretz Yisrael, that there's a city in Eretz Yisrael, and the name of the city is Gufanis. And there were 80 Zugos of Achim Kohanim, and they were married to 80 Zugos Achoyos. In other words, two brothers married to two sisters, two brothers married to two sisters, two brothers married to two sisters. All Kohanim and Kohanos. And then the Gemara adds, Ubadku misura va'ad neherdeya, v'loi ashkuchu, and they didn't find any of them, bar mi, or anything like it, bar mi bante de Rav Chisda, that's what the Noida Bihud is talking about, the daughters of Rav Chisda, t'avu nesivon l'rami barchoma lukva barchoma, v'af agav de'inhi havi kahanosa, ihu loi havi kahani. The Gemara says that they were brothers, but they were not Kahanim. So the model, Bodku, Veloy Motsu, any of these examples. So there's a Ha'or in the Shari Tzion that asks, Adarabba, from that Gemara is not a raya against the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, but Adarabba it's a raya for, because look what happened to them. There were 80 Zivugim, and they couldn't find a single one of them. So obviously something traumatic must have happened, and maybe that's why he said that two brothers should not marry two sisters. But in any case, be that as it may, this is the opinion, of course, of the Noida Bihuda, that it's only for its own time or for his mishpacha. It's for his mishpacha forever. Chada, Shirazal is hiru al azuga is true sakana. V'amru psachim, right? That koshal bracha is very interesting. Raya koshal bracha is mitzdarif l'toiva, but it's not mitzdarif l'ra. Right? One of the explanations of why it's not a problem of zugos in the four koses. Kainani yomer Hashem azeshin is baruch by libracha, that they were moisif, that he should be healthy. Nitan ulibracha mitzdarif sheim hayom isdamin loy. He says an amazing thing. He says if, let's say they were moisif in name. So let's say yesterday that he was called Yosef and now he's called Yosef Chaim. Now the future shver that he finally found the zivug is Yosef Chaim. So he says, doesn't matter. It's not mitzdarif l'ra. You can get married. What if the opposite occurs? That he finds a shver whose name was Chaim. So then he can again get married because his name is Yosef Chaim. In other words, you cut the bracha that they added l'shina Hashem l'toiva in both directions. So that it works, it helps you in both cases. Remarkable, Noida Biyuda. Stam de Kesha. Kacha ni yomer that it's Mizbarach Vayesh lo Shem Chodosh, Alvim Mizdam lo Yisho Shem Aviyah Kishem Chodosh. Right? So that's this Nitan Libracha, because it was Meister for his health. Einem it's Darf Lero, Vyokol Lekachto Velo Yazik lo Shem Zeh Chodosh, Livracha Nitan Hashem Hazeh, Veloy Leklol Ha Chodah. Vyoid Amina Misvara. Listen to this. Why did I bring in the truva altogether? Listen to this. Va'oit. Amino misvara shekavonas hechosid lohoyo al shem hamischadish. The vadai loychomir tzavos hechosid miyavama l'shuk. It's a very remarkable thing. What does it have to do with yavama l'shuk? The yavama is peizayinom et beiz v'loynasa meisim kachayim le'inyin yibu mikal v'choymer ad v'chulu ad drachea ad archeinoyam v'chulu v'ayim bedaf yedzayinom et beiz betoises eish esochim shloyoyo bi'alamay. Umiata ani oimer. Kayoitze baze betzavasa chosid. Hayoim yikach ish isha ulamacha yechle. Vishtane shmoi lushem chomiv. Vigarish baze ishtoi. A yochish kol yom of the sakana. Vainze darke noam volonisiv shalom. So he says an amazing thing. He says it's always a possibility that a person should change his name. Umacha yechle vishtane shmoi lushem chomiv. I don't understand. I thought about this. I'm not joking. I thought about this for over an hour. Just I sat there and I thought, what is the Noida Biyuda talking about? And I don't understand. You have some particular name that's always used when you're Mishana Hashem? The Inyan is to be Mishana Hashem. This is the story. Hitainas, it can't be Darkei Noyam that something that you do now should have later consequences that lead to tremendous unpleasantness. So we already said that that's when you're touching up the pasuk, so it really has nothing to do with this anyhow. But even if it does, so what are we talking about? She gets married to somebody. At the time, the baby's, the child is alive. So right now it's fine. Now the child's going to die, you're going to say that Huvra Dovla Mafreya, so to speak, that there's a Yibum Din here, and the Mamela there has to be a Chalitza, and he's going to say, well, you're connected to that guy still? I don't want to have anything to do with you. Or whatever the Gemara's reason is that the husband would find that extremely unpleasant. So Memela, that's not the pshat of the pasuk. So what is the pshat of Uvein Ein Lo? That's the way it is. At the moment of the ptira of the brother, he has a child, there's no parsha here. Fine. But now, what does he say by analogy? She's going to marry somebody, and he's going to get sick. And right now, his name is Yosef, and the father's name is... is Chaim. So, well, the father's name is Yosef Chaim. I guess that has to be the case. Father's name is Yosef Chaim, so not the same then. Now you're going to go to give him an extra name. What happened? He got sick. So, I don't know that we have to worry about a person getting sick to such an extent that he's B'sakana's mother. That's also Chakira. What, Yechoshish for something like that. But let's say, so now he's going to come to a Rav, a Makubal, or this, or whatever, and he's going to ask, we have to do something, you have to make a Shinui Hashem. So the whole tech is how to make a Shinui Hashem. So from now on, we're going to call him what? So pick a name that has to do with Refuah. So, you have one choice only. You have to call him Yosef Chaim. Oyvei! Now, there's going to be, either he's going to have to divorce her, I don't know where he sees that in Tzavos or B'yudah Chosin either, once they're married. But even so, or he'll be the chashash sakon all his life. By the way, the Rav, he once told me that somebody asked him about some of these esoteric Kabbalistic inyonim. Do I have to worry about them or not?
He said, I'm not.
So the Rav said as follows. He says, I'm not telling you whether you do or you don't, but I'm telling you one thing. One day, you're going to stub your toe, and you're going to say, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. So it's human nature, you know. You don't want to live your whole life wondering that you made a horrible mistake. And again, Dukotsky's point is very well taken. You know, that's the thing that he has to worry about. Maybe he made a horrible mistake. You know, what about, you know, not learning for 20 years? He doesn't worry about it all. But in any case, this is the problem. If he's going to give a new name, he doesn't have to give Chaim so that the name should now be Chaim Yosef. He can give the name Raphael. He can give any name he wants. The truth of the matter is, you don't even have to pick a remez to anything in particular. Because in Yiddishkeit, as we all know, another name is not a middle name. It's a different name. So the name of Yosef Chaim and the name of Yosef are two completely different names. It's not similar names. But one has a middle name of Chaim. They're two different names. So in any case, the idea of Shinei Hashem, whether you change the name completely or you give another name to add to the name, changes the name by definition. So you can give it any name. You can call him Yosef Tzvi. You can call him Yosef Pumpernickel. It doesn't matter what you call it. But the fact of the matter is that he's now a different person. I really don't understand what he wants. I mean, maybe you could be Masbir to me. But in any case, what's my point? My point is that he invokes the Docher Darchei Noam in a very unique way. He says that if Lu Yitzuyer, a problem will come up that later will come up that would undermine you, then clearly it cannot be the intention of the Torah. Havadai, even Rabbi Yehuda Chosid's intention. That's what he means. Havadai Shalei Hoisa Kavanas Chosid El Al Shem Etzem Shu Shem Arisa Velo Al Shem Hamischadish. This is the Kotzker. Shelo says bitom la'am ha'aretz, who poshut atzlam. Ve'ein oichoshesh right lihimana, to refrain. Ve'hu neged divrei Chazal, feirush gemara, daf memtes, in Pesachim, she'amru ke'ilu kofsom anichol lefnei ari, so he says, do the shidduch, and everything will be good. The yasa ma'isav l'shem shamayim. There's one other example of this that I want to give you, which I find to be extraordinarily, lyrically beautiful in the chashivas of the words. It's mamish three lines. What happened was, the Netziv, the Meshiv Dover, was asked a shaila that came out of Vilna. And Vilna at the time had tremendous Talmidei Chachom. Tremendous Talmidei Chachom. So he writes like this. Ubeterem en. But he was asked this shaila. Whatever was doing in Vilna, I don't know. But the person who asked the shaila sent it to Balozhin, to the Netziv, and did not ask it of the Rabbonim of Vilna. Veterem ene oimar ki ein derech eretz lefonai lahoyres lemaisa. Bekila Kadisha Vilna, Asher Mayreha Gaone Hazman Yivorechem Hashem. So right now, he's just saying it's not right. You have your Rabbonim. You should ask your Rabbonim. Listen to the next lines. Va'achar She'ein Miderech Eretz, Asher Hi Derech HaTorah Asher Drachehah Darchei Noam, Yesh Lochush Deloy Mistaya Milsa L'chavein La'amita Shel Torah. Mamish, you don't melt away from the beauty of what he just said. Every Pesik needs Siyata Dishmat. You have a question, usually the questions that great Pesikim get are questions that are complicated, because otherwise your local rabbi would have probably answered. So you're talking about something that requires a big eon, and you have to be Koylea L'matorah L'chavein Shmait Saliba Dehilchasam. That requires Siyata Dishmat. He says, how can I have Siyata Dishmaya if I go against the fundamental Drachar Darcheinom of the Torah that you don't pass them for Rabboni Vilna when they have Ga'inim of their own? So I'm not just doing something wrong. I'm afraid that I'm not going to pass them correctly. Al Kain, any Baba Zel Hoshiv Halacha LeMaisa, In Vilna, Lahoshiv Dvar Hashem Zu Halacha Beir Hashem Sham. Amazing, amazing thing. I just wanted to bring an example, just to finish with an example. There are a lot of people who do things that are very inappropriate in the business world, in their business activity. And of course, you're not allowed to do something that's awesome. You're also not allowed to do something that brings a chilul Hashem. But I think there's a third dimension that is very often not appreciated. And I think that really that's the first point that has to be made. Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim that we are, we all believe that basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the mafteches of panasa and he provides panasa. The biggest proof to my mind, if it needed a proof, is loyla chachamim lecha. You have a lot of people who are very bright, brighter than Facebook. What was his name? Zuckerberg. Brighter than Zuckerberg. And Zuckerberg is 26 years old and he has $1 billion or whatever more. And another guy there schlepping along, you know, just barely making a parnasa. And he has a much higher IQ. So what's the pshat? That's the pshat. It doesn't work like that. You have people who have a meiridika plan and they're in the best neighborhood and all of a sudden something goes wrong and the zoning board nixes the whole thing. After years of work, and another guy's in a place, they let him do whatever he wants, and he builds his thing in 2 days, and he makes a fortune of money. And the first one was much more sophisticated, and much more complicated, and was much more perfect. I said, Nishkiganya, it didn't go. There's no question about it. Doesn't need any rayas, it's beferish in one chazal after another. But we have to do Irish tabis. Why do we have to do Irish tabis? Also shayla in the psorim. Still says, Shoram says, because it's v'zeyas hapecha tochalach, and you can't avoid the twala. Others say that the chalois has to be in a dover gashmi. Others say otherwise would be no bechira chavshis because you'd see the Yad Hashem all the time, etc., etc. But whatever it is, there has to be an understanding that what we do, there's a disconnect to what actually happened because it really comes. Now imagine the following. You have an interview for a job. Everything is hanging on the line. Parnasa to feed your family. And this is your chance. You get dressed up and you prepare a big drasha. You bring your portfolio. Everything is kula yom kippur. You come into the boss. And then the chief boss is willing to see you. The president, the CEO of the company. You're folding. You don't have to go through some underling and have sphakis and then. I have entree mamish to the boss. I put out my portfolio. I have a little bit of an allergy, so I'm about to sneeze. So I say, excuse me, I take the boss's tie and I blow into his tie. You may forget the rest of the shiur, but you're not going to forget this. As I hear this, that's life. So the boss is going to give him the job or not. And you could, or I spit in his face, or I step on his toe. I punch him in the nose. You know, I don't like you, I just want a job. But I really don't like you. So of course, anyone that would do something like that is a mitzvah. So how does a person have a havamina that by spitting in the Ribbon Shlom's face, he's going to have hatzlach and panos? You know what the Teretz is? He doesn't believe. He really doesn't. Blinded by the lack of accent, doesn't see the push. And he only trusts his sense, doesn't trust him. So he doesn't believe that doing an Aveira, even though the Torah says don't do it, even though the Torah says Chil Hashem, or Yechubra Atumusim, and so on. It doesn't resonate with him. It's not a problem. And even if you tell it, it's highly unlikely that he'll change. He has to get thrown into jail, lose his house, whatever it is. That's when he'll hear. Otherwise, he doesn't hear. Because as long as the money is pouring in, because he thinks he has this gimmick, this trick, this Maisa Gezel, this Avla, so obviously, and it could reach the point where, as was well documented in Sifrei Chassidus, that Ashreichem Yisrael, that even the Gazlonim say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you got to do this one for me. I don't want the guard to be around when I rob the bank. All right. So we have a warped sense, but really, that's what it's all about. So he uses this in a much more edel way. He says, how can a Torah of Darchei Noyam allow me to paskin, I'm going to lose my entire Siyata Dishmaya? Baruch Shalom's not going to want me here in this shayla, so he won't help. Anyhow, there's much more to say, but I'll let you go. Bezus Hashem Yisborach, if you ever have cases or examples where you find Torah Darchinam used as a snifla halacha, please let me know. I can add it to my collection. I mean, there are many other cases that I mentioned to you, but there's always something new on the horizon.